Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Sweet potatoes are a powerhouse of nutrition and an excellent addition to any diet. They come in a variety of sizes and colors, including orange, white, and purple, and are rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. What's more, they provide a number of health benefits and are easy to add to your diet. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will discuss the ABCs of this sweet story, cover some of the surprising health benefits of sweet potatoes, explore how they can enhance your health, and how to add this wholesome boost to your meals. Susan is a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug. Revitalize with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of all of her books. A sweet story on the health benefits of sweet potatoes. We welcome back to This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, thank you, Rick. I always love visiting with you, and this is a topic we've never discussed before. And I'll just tell you up front that sweet potatoes are a superstar to me. In my new book, A Hug in a Mug, I go over, 50% of the book is on nutrition, foods, healthy eating. And I go over 100 foods that, or spices, herbs, teas, all that good stuff that we should have on a regular basis, but I also go over my most favorite 10 superstar superfoods. And you'll have to get the book to get 9 of them, but one of them happens to be sweet potatoes.
I love that, and I like sweet potatoes. I like them even more now, knowing that they're good for me as well as they're tasty, and all the benefits to the diet that we'll get on and discuss during the program today. Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. The book talking about A Hug in a Mug, all of the information and much more. Her books will talk about how to get autographed copies as we go through the conversation today. So why are sweet potatoes one of your favorite superfoods? Maybe give us a little bit about the history. You showcase their versatility in meals.
Yes, and this is a great place to start. And I know, Rick, lots of people only have sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving or,
yes,
or Christmas time, like mashed sweet potatoes or sweet potato pie or something. But hopefully by the end of this program, people are going to want to eat them a few times a week, and I'll give you all the reasons why. But here's like a little brief history. This is a vibrant, versatile root. It's a root vegetable, and sweet potatoes stand apart from regular white potatoes like the russet as a nutritional powerhouse. And their rich history encompasses a variety of types, from the one most people know, I think, the most, the orange-hued one, to the purple Okinawan. Make sure you ask in the produce section of your grocery store for, if they don't have it, to get the purple ones. There's a creamy white one, and each one offers more than just a delicious sweet taste. They're often confused with yams, which are a little bit starchier and drier. And sweet potatoes have become a staple of so many cultures worldwide, always celebrated for their nutrient density and their many health benefits. And this is what I wrote about in A Hug and a Mug, the culinary versatility in sweet potatoes shines in a myriad of preparations, whether roasted, mashed, chips, or incorporated into desserts, always showcasing their ability to complement a wide variety of flavors and textures. So this adaptability, I think, Rick, combined with their robust nutritional profile, is why sweet potatoes have been revered through the ages as a key ingredient in the pursuit of health and wellness. And I think you can now tell how much I adore and cherish this singular superfood, which should be a part of everyone's diet, from little children and toddlers all the way up to seniors.
You know, it's amazing, and in detail in our program today, our conversation, Susan will go into how to implement it in your diet, the benefits of that, and much more in Susan's books, especially in A Hug in a Mug. Information on that on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go into detail, if you will, about the nutrition in sweet potatoes, which I guess is another reason you consider them to be a true superfood.
Yes, and for everything from your head to your toes, every organ, every system, every cell in your body will benefit from the nutrients and the, all I can say is the miraculous benefits of this sweet potato, and it will all become clear in a moment, but you want an overview, so here you go. Sweet potatoes are a nutritional treasure, and they're brimming with essential nutrients for our overall well-being, and they serve as a rich source of key vitamins and minerals that all help for immune support, skin health, digestion, all essential bodily functions, and also their contribution, we can't forget, to cardiovascular health is significant thanks to an array of beneficial antioxidants. So Rick, put simply, the nutrients prevalent in sweet potatoes include vitamins, you mentioned this, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. And more.
That's amazing. And to find out and more, go to Dr. Susan's website or pick up a copy of Hug in a Mug. So much in that. We'll talk about that book in detail before we wrap up today's conversation. Our topic today is a sweet story on the health benefits of sweet potatoes. Our guest is Susan Smith Jones, PhD, website SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find her X at Susan Smith Jones. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's get specific. Talk, you mentioned vitamins. Talk about some of the noteworthy vitamins you'll find in sweet potatoes and the function in the body, how this really helps us have, lead to a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, and I want to make this simple. It will sort of be a human body physiology 101.
Okay.
Most people will know what I'm about to say. For others, it will, you won't know, and you might want to get out a pen and paper. It's just good to know how your body functions. So how about, you asked about vitamins.
Yes.
The orange varieties of sweet potatoes, the ones usually most common to everyone, they're rich in beta-carotene. Everyone's heard of that. And that converts in the body to vitamin A. And what's that good for? It's good for vision and immune support and skin health. And also, sweet potatoes provide essential vitamin C. Now, what's that good for? It further promotes immune function and skin health. And vitamin C also acts as an antioxidant to protect our cells from damage.
It's just amazing, all of the benefits. And I talked before about minerals. Talk about a couple of the minerals in this superfood and why they're important. We hear about minerals, vitamins all the time. Did an excellent job there of explaining the vitamins and the role they play in our health. Let's do the same with minerals. What are some of the key minerals and why are they important to us?
Yes, good. Sweet potatoes are notably high in potassium. Everyone's heard potassium.
Yes.
But what's that good for? It supports heart health, blood pressure regulation, and muscle function. Sweet potatoes also contain a good amount of called manganese, and that's vital for metabolism and antioxidant defense. In other words, they all go together. It's so great to have a food that has so many nutrients in it. You know, some foods are nutrient dense. Some have a lot of the nutrients removed, like if you eat white rice compared to brown rice. Most of the nutritional benefits been removed from the rice. So I love it when you have a food that God made that you want to have more than just Thanksgiving in November to benefit your body several times a week, year-round.
It's amazing, the story of sweet potatoes, and it is something that we need to incorporate in our diet more than several times a year. It's impressive with all the health benefits, the mineral benefits that we just talked about. Let's check out one more box here, and let's go down and talk about some of the noteworthy antioxidants in sweet potatoes. What are they, and again, why are they important?
Yes, and by the way, if anyone listening is thinking, I've never had a sweet potato, I don't know what it looks like, ask the grocer, you know, in the produce section of your market to show you sweet potatoes and yams and see if they can get the purple ones in of the sweet potatoes. So, all right, antioxidants. Sweet potatoes, as mentioned, are rich in the beta carotene, and you know now that that's a precursor for vitamin A. Beta carotene is also, and vitamin A, are an antioxidant. And sweet potatoes, with this rich source of beta-carotene that converts to vitamin A, supports eye health, will boost the immune system, will help reduce inflammation. And the purple varieties are the ones that have even more antioxidants than the orange-hued, and something called anthocyanins. That's an antioxidant that helps combat chronic inflammation and all kinds of disease. Bottom line is you want sweet potatoes in your diet, and you want to get the orange and the purple varieties in your diet.
Where this checks so many boxes, I want to talk about some of the health benefits of consuming sweet potatoes. And let's take a break before we do that. When we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Susan about something he talks about in her book, comprehensive book, A Hug and a Mug. We'll go through some of the health benefits of consuming sweet potatoes. I talk about checking boxes. You'll check a whole lot more with what you find out to be the health benefits of sweet potatoes. And we do that with our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., and we're back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to This Week in America. Today's topic, a sweet story on the health benefits of sweet potatoes. Our guest is holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Let's talk, Susan, about some of the consuming benefits of sweet potatoes, what they do from a health standpoint for us. There are a number of those. You talked about one briefly before, cardiovascular health. Talk about that in detail. Why is this so important, and what role does a sweet potato play?
Yes, and I would say put on your seatbelt, because you're going to be so inspired to rush out the door, to get in your car,
yes,
to go to the grocery store to get sweet potatoes, but you want to make sure you hear everything we're about to talk about, and you asked about cardiovascular health.
Yes.
So sweet potatoes contribute to your heart health by what? By helping to lower cholesterol levels and then reducing the risk of heart disease. The potassium content that we've already talked about for minerals aids in regulating your blood pressure by assisting the body in eliminating excess sodium. Because if you eat lots of salt, and I rarely salt my foods, but if you have a lot of extra salt, that causes your body to hold on to fluids and water, liquids, and that puts more pressure in your blood throughout your body. So, in other words, the sweet potatoes help by regulating blood pressure by helping to eliminate excess sodium in your body.
Interesting, the aspects of this, and something we're concerned about, blood sugar, stabilizing blood sugar. We hear that all the time when we make a doctor's visit or read something in the paper health-related. Does it stabilize blood sugar?
Yes, yes. You know, and that's always good to, whenever you get your physical, to get that checked, your glucose levels. The rich fiber in sweet potatoes plays a crucial role in stabilizing your blood sugar levels. And that's essential for both weight management and diabetes control. Thanks to the sweet potatoes' low to moderate glycemic index, Low to moderate, you don't want to eat foods that have a high glycemic index, like I write about in A Hug and a Mug. And so this helps prevent those abrupt spikes and drops in your blood sugar, which then can lead to heightened hunger or fatigue.
You talk about this in detail in A Hug and a Mug. You talk about supporting gut health and why that's so important. Talk about that. It's something we've heard about maybe more over the last couple of years than I can remember previously in my lifestyle. It's something that we talk about is taking care of our gut, understanding it. And you talk about this, the sweet potato, and its role in supporting gut health.
Yes, so important. And in A Hug and a Mug, I go over many foods that are prebiotic and probiotic foods. You and I once did a whole show on gut health.
Yes.
But just briefly here, sweet potatoes support healthy digestion. And there are two kinds of fiber that you eat in the foods. There's a soluble fiber and an insoluble fiber. And very briefly, soluble fiber feeds the good bacteria in the gut, helping to maintain a healthy microbiome and prevent digestive issues like diarrhea. And then additionally, the other fiber is called insoluble fiber, and that keeps the digestive system moving smoothly, reducing your risk of constipation. In other words, keeping in the flow. So if you add sweet potatoes to your diet, plus good exercise regularly, drinking more good water, you will have no need, Rick, to have any magazines in the bathroom anymore because you'll be in the flow.
Interesting. One of the benefits, one of the many benefits of sweet potatoes. Another is eye health. Talk about how it promotes eye health.
Okay, so we're going back to this beautiful word here, beta-carotene again.
Yes, yes.
And you already know it converts to vitamin A in the body, but it's crucial for keeping your eyes healthy, and here's why. It helps to prevent age-related eye problems like cataracts and macular degeneration. That's a condition where the center of the retina starts to deteriorate. And also, sweet potatoes contain another vitamin, vitamin E. That's an antioxidant. Among many things, it's known to reduce the risk of eye diseases by counteracting the effect of harmful molecules that you and I have talked about many times before called free radicals. And that will help protect the eyes from damage and will maintain their overall health.
Here's another issue.
And this is all in sweet potatoes.
Well, it's amazing. I keep thinking, okay, the list has to stop here at some point. This is really, it's a superfood. It's a miracle food. It's the sweet potato, the common sweet potato. And we'll talk about in a second how to incorporate more of these into our diet. Inflammation is something that we've done a full program or two on, talking about inflammation. Mm-hmm. How does the sweet potato prevent systemic inflammation?
Yes. Well, we hear a lot about antioxidants. You and I have talked about that a lot. But the plethora of antioxidants in sweet potatoes, including, you know now, the beta-carotene and the anthocyanins that are mainly found in the purple sweet potatoes, they all help reduce inflammation throughout the body. Chronic inflammation is like the precursor to most of our diseases. And so when you have all of these wonderful antioxidants, it protects against diseases such as cancer and liver disease by fighting off inflammation and oxidative stress caused by free radicals. And I'm not talking about people out here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I'm talking about the free radicals in your body.
Here's one that benefit in something we've really focused on over the last few years, and that's brain function. We're taking supplements, we're doing puzzles, all of this to enhance brain function. How does the sweet potato in our diet enhance brain function?
Yes, and I told you we'd go head to toe, so now we're
yes.
at the top of the head. But so in addition to their role in reducing inflammation, Sweet potatoes' antioxidants also enhance brain function by reducing brain inflammation and promoting then better cognitive function. These antioxidants support overall brain health, helping us to maintain kind of what you just said, sharpness and focus.
Something else that's been in the news is COVID-19, new subvariants. I've read about them, for example, in California. So we're all trying to really upgrade and maintain our immune system. Will sweet potatoes help with that?
Oh, boy, absolutely. So once again, we're going back to vitamin A, derived from the beta carotene in sweet potatoes. You're never going to forget this after today's program.
No.
And this vitamin A is essential, Rick, for a strong immune system because it helps produce the white blood cells that fight off infections and maintains the health of the body's protective linings, such as those in the respiratory and digestive tracts. And these linings act as a barrier to bacteria, further bolstering the body's defenses against pathogens. Just as an aside here, we've talked about this before, but it's been over 40 years since I've had a cold, a flu.
Yes.
I never got COVID. I took care of people with COVID because I know how to boost my immune system, our God-given immune system. And what makes A Hug and a Mug a little different from my many other books, because it's the most asked question I ever get, Susan, you look youthful, your health is vibrant, you're never sick. Is it really possible to create a body that's disease-free and to heal it? So for the first time ever, I talked about my personal holistic health, my holistic health program, my high-level wellness, exactly what I do, what I eat, my lifestyle practices, what I would never eat, because not only have I worked with people throughout America, but throughout the world on how to heal their bodies. And in A Hug and a Mug, I have over 200 natural remedies and 100 food recipes. That's about a third of the book, the recipes. So you'll know exactly what to eat and what not to eat and the other lifestyle choices to support your immune system so you can live disease-free. It is possible.
Before we talk about incorporating the sweet potato in our diet, you mentioned people will say the vibrant appearance that you have. And we see that in many people. It's like, I know they've got to be older than 23, but they really don't look it. Talk about enhancing your skin health. With sweet potatoes, will that help as well?
Oh, absolutely it will. So you probably already know what I'm about to talk about. The conversion of the carotenoids found in sweet potatoes, you know, the beta carotene, into the vitamin A benefits your skin in many ways. First of all, it reduces conditions like acne and psoriasis. And then there's a plethora of vitamin C in sweet potatoes, I mentioned before. And how does that relate to skin health? Vitamin C helps promote collagen production, which maintains skin elasticity and prevents signs of aging. I take lots of extra vitamin C also in supplemental form. That's a topic for another show, or I write about it in A Hug and a Mug. But the presence of vitamin E as an antioxidant protects the skin from damage caused by free radicals. And I also want to say that the vitamin E helps with healthy hair growth. People often ask me, how do I have such beautiful, healthy, shiny, long hair, and my skin looks vibrant and glowing most of the time, not all of the time. So I write about exactly how to have beautiful hair and skin in a section of A Hug and a Mug. But eating sweet potatoes will definitely help.
Now that we've talked about sweet potatoes, you've convinced me and I'm sure everybody else, okay, they are a superfood. We need to add more to our diets. How do we go about doing that? How do we incorporate this super duper sweet potato that you're talking about into our daily health living program?
So it's really not that difficult. First of all, make sure you have them in your kitchen, get them at the grocery store, and you just don't want to run out of them. There's several ways I incorporate them into my diet, and you know, I teach food classes and show people how to upgrade their diets to make them healthier. I always include sweet potatoes. One way to make them is classic baked chips, like potato chips, but these are going to be sweet potato chips. Whenever I Let's say I steam or bake sweet potatoes, Rick, I always make two or three extra, and I chill the extras, so the next day I might put some of that delicious sweet potato literally into my smoothie, like my green smoothie.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever else I'm putting in the smoothie. It will thicken it, it will sweeten it, and it will give it like a really rich, delicious, and a little different flavor note. It's wonderful. I make spiralized pasta using sweet potatoes. I incorporate sweet potatoes into breakfast pancakes, you know, and the natural sweetness adds a balance to savory options too. And the ones I've chilled that I have left over, I might dice and put into my salad the next day. I love to make soups, and one of my favorites to make, which is a bundle of beta carotene, is I combine sweet potatoes, carrots, and butternut squash. Mm. And I put them together, and I steam them maybe with some herbs or roast all of this. Then I put them in a blender and puree, and it's a brilliant orange gold color, which is incredible for everything we've talked about, your gut health, blood sugar, inflammation, brain, eye health, your hair. That's a very simple recipe to make. If you want a simple option, okay, everyone knows this, you can bake them and then put a little pinch of salt and a tiny drizzle of extra virgin olive oil, and that will accentuate their flavors, you know, of the sweet potatoes while adding that touch of richness. So find ways to incorporate sweet potatoes into your diet to add flavor and nutritional value. It's like endless what you can do. And some of the recipes in a hug and a mug incorporate sweet potatoes. I would say don't just keep them at bay until November or the holiday season. Find ways to bring them in 3 to 5 times weekly, and you'll see your health quickly go uphill. You know, there's something about health. I never want my health to go downhill unless I've already hiked uphill, right?
Yes. There's wisdom to that. It's so, so important what Dr. Susan is saying, and it's so easy to incorporate sweet potatoes into your diet. Again, many of these recipes that she mentioned you'll find in a hug and a mug. And closing up, you're talking about this nutrient-dense, roots, diverse benefits and culinary potential. Closing thoughts, make your closing argument for sweet potatoes and why they're so important for us.
Okay, so if you're not convinced yet, but we hope you are.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
I think you're right. But they go beyond just being delicious to add to meals. They do represent, Rick, a fundamental source of nutritional richness and well-being. You know, as we've already discussed, the sweet potatoes offer numerous benefits from improving heart health and regulating blood sugar to supporting digestion and eye health. They also play a role in reducing inflammation and enhancing your brain function and in strengthening the immune system. So with the rich nutrients we've covered in detail and their versatility, sweet potatoes are a valuable addition to any balanced diet. It doesn't matter how you incorporate them. And make sure you clean the outside, by the way, and you want to eat the skin as well. A lot of nutrients in the skin. Just make sure this nutrient-dense root veggie is in your diet to give you these diverse benefits and culinary potential that will pave the way for a nourished and flourishing well-being. I have them several times a week. I told you it's one of my 10 superstar superfoods.
Yes.
And I honestly, in all the decades I've talked to people about health, I've never found anyone who doesn't like them.
They really are good. And when you find out they're not only good, they're good for you. Suddenly, okay, this is something I need to add to my diet. I'm going to take a couple of minutes here at the end of the program. Let's go back and talk about A Hug in a Mug. That's your new beautifully designed, comprehensive, holistic health lifestyle book, A Hug in a Mug. Tell us what's covered in the book and how they can buy it, how they can get an autographed copy, and finally the newsletter, the free newsletter that's available.
Yes, all right. So, yeah, A Hug in a Mug, it comes in both color and black and white, the exact same books, one's in color, one's in black and white. But I wanted it to be an easy, everyday reference guide for holistic healing remedies. So what I put together, Rick, is a collection of alternative practices and lifestyle tips. You know, half of the book's on food, and I've got 100 recipes. But there's another half that's all about the other healthy living extras. And I've gone from A to Z with every common ailment or disease for the body and mind. And I've given you the natural remedies on how to heal it, like everything we've talked about, the gut health, blood sugar, inflammation, any disease or ailment you might have. I give you healthy alternatives. Because as my grandmother taught me, health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy. So I give you all the tips. I go through A to Z in the foods and tell you a lot of guides, what they're good for. So it's a good reference guide. I also teach you ways to transform your eating habits, get rid of addictions, how to lose weight easily and permanently, how to boost your metabolism and have more energy, how to sleep like a baby, live more joyfully, supercharge your self-confidence, and adjust your mindset, food choices, and lifestyle in order to turn on your body's key longevity switches. And all of that is in A Hug in a Mug, and the subtitle is Revitalize with Fruits, Veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. You know, you'll get there sections on intermittent fasting and cold therapy and how to stay motivated to exercise and what are the best exercises to do. And again, like I mentioned to you earlier, I'm very private, and the most asked question I get is, how do I stay so healthy? It's hard to answer that quickly in a podcast, TV, or radio show.
Yes.
But I've put all of my personal gold star secrets of what's worked for me and everyone I've worked with in America and worldwide on how to heal the body from whatever is ailing you and how to claim victory over chronic disease. There are ways to do it. And right now, I'm sure you've heard on the news, there's so much about big pharma and the food industry and why it's important to make better choices about what you eat. There's a section in the book about the dirty dozen foods you might want to stay away from, produce, and the best 15 to eat if you're not able to get all of your produce organically grown. I tell you the difference and what you really want to watch out for. So it's got everything you need to heal you and to keep you vibrantly healthy from your head to your toes, with what to eat and how to live and how to turn on those key longevity switches. And if you follow my program, in 30 days, in 1 month, you will look and feel 10 years younger. And it's what I've taught for decades, 30 years. I taught at UCLA. I retired in the year 2000 from that. And I've been lecturing and teaching all over the world. And I put all the Gold Star secrets in this book and the companion book, which is the mental health book called Uplifted.
And all of this information, and you can order the books, autographed copies as well, at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Books, of course, available Amazon, wherever books are sold, any bookstore, you can order the books there as well. Other books, over 30 that Dr. Susan has written. This is really a valuable resource for the home library, because as you understand when Susan is talking about it, there's so many times that you will refer to this. You'll be discussing something, a problem, a health issue. You want supplements, you want information. You can go get it. You'll find it in a hug, in a mug, and it's all on Dr. Susan's website. While you're there, sign up for the free monthly newsletter. What's it take? Like 5, 6, 7 seconds, 10 maybe if you're slow to sign up for it. It's free every month.
Yeah, it's very easy to get with lots of, I always include recipes and photos and cutting-edge health info. And when you sign up for the newsletter, you get many gifts from me. And one of the gifts is my delicious fudgy beet brownie moist recipe.
Oh, yes.
And you never have to feel guilty eating these brownies. And by the way, I also put sweet potatoes in the recipe.
Ooh, another benefit of sweet potatoes. So many of those, and you can sign up and get the guilt-free brownies, get that recipe, all of this information at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll also find her on Twitter, now X at Susan Smith Jones. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Looking forward to our topic next month. Great program on sweet potatoes. Everybody running out now to the grocery store to pick up our sweet potatoes. Be sure to look for the purple ones when you're there as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I look forward to next month.
It is always a pleasure. Information on Dr. Susan and a direct link, thisweekinamerica.us. All this information and more at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.